I think he would be, in a word, accuracy. He's very accurate. He's got good core receivers around him. He trusts him, but he cuts the ball where it should be. You know, he's a veteran, so he's going to read the coverage and have it where it should be most of the time to favor the offense, and he puts it where it needs to be. He's a great player.
He seems to have an intuitive feel in the pocket. It's like he feels the pressure and gets rid of it as well as anybody, it seems.
I think any really productive quarterback that's played a long time has got that innate quality, and I think you're accurate with that statement.
He's only been sacked 6 times this year. Why?
Well, he's very quick with the ball. Naturally, you know, being this far into the season, they've had some pressure on him, but he deals with it and gets rid of the ball, and I'm sure his offensive linemen appreciate him. That number is a tribute to the quarterback's ability to get out of pressure situations and to throw the ball away when it breaks down. He's very good at that.
Dick, no window seems to be too small for him. He's not afraid to throw it in that window. Intelligently, though, but would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's, an accurate statement. And
Three for three.
Well, sometimes maybe he'll put some balls in there that we'll have a chance. We have to take advantage of our opportunities because he sure takes advantage of his. But he does trust his receivers, what I said in my first statement, and he's going to put the ball out there.
In what area Keenan Lewis has come the farthest since you've started coaching?
Oh, I just think it's experience. He's getting a lot of playing time now. It's really in his second year of playing a lot, and he's playing all the time now. And he should continue to grow in the next few years.
In the last couple of months, have you seen an extra jump because of that?
I thought he played well last year, and I anticipated him steadily improving in the next 3 or 4 years, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Dick, when you look at the numbers defensively, you guys are getting off the field more. Obviously, you know, the numbers are back to sort of where they always are with this team in terms of yards allowed and that kind of stuff. Is it just execution? Is it guys just – Ryan talked about being paying a little more attention to detail, that kind of stuff.
Well, the National Football League is a 16-game season. There's a lot of ups and downs in there, and we'll see what happens in another month and a half from now. And these guys are working hard. I think we're heading in the right direction. We got a ways to go yet.
The splash plays aren't necessarily there, but you guys are still being effective. I mean, that's...
We need some splash plays. We need to get the ball turned over for our offense more, no question about it.
So it's not that you're smarter than all of a sudden, huh?
No, it is definitely not that.
You know, Dick, when you talk to... Let me ask you, a few weeks ago, when there's a breakdown, when you see on film, what's the first thing you say? You say, well, why'd you make that call? You say it to yourself. When you see guys getting off the field, when you look at the film, you go, okay, I guess I called the right one on that play.
Just like I'm asking them, I'm going to be talking more about their negatives than their positives because this business is about getting better. I'm always looking at myself as where can I get better? You know, where did I mess up? Where could I got us in a better situation? And that's not going to change. I'm going to ask them to get better. I'm going to ask myself to get better.
Dick, sorry I got here a little bit late, but your thoughts on the Giants having 16 interceptions so far and actually a league-high 24 takeaways?
Oh, on their defense?
Yes, their defense.
I don't have the slightest idea. I haven't looked at one snap of their defense. I don't know. You'll have to tell me.
But I know those stats are pretty impressive. Would you agree, though?
Well, I think they're excellent.
Yeah.
Dick, I was talking to your guys about what a film session's like when they don't play well. And they, you know, I think Hamp said it's sort of like your dad sitting across the table from you and saying you've got a bad report card, and he's saying, "Son, we got to do better." I mean, do you ever get angry? I guess is that in a meeting, or is it just disappointment?
Or not in those meetings. Maybe I might go off a little bit every now and then when I see something I don't like. But our meetings are classroom instructive situation. We want to create an environment that we can get better in, and we want to approach the solution. We don't want to just say it's a problem. We want to be part of solving the problem, and I've always taught that way. And myself, I learned better when people didn't holler at me. So that's all that is a reflection of.
But to go 1 week from a read option quarterback, I know you were talking last week about it's still watching your keys and everything else, but is there a bit of a change early in the week to reset for
Well, sure. If this is National Football League, you're playing a different offense every week. These two offenses have one thing very much in common. They're real productive and real good. So we know it's a challenge. These guys are defending world champions, and we're looking forward to that challenge, and we recognize that we're going against a real good offensive group.
Dick, you told the number of sacks isn't that high, but are you, that's not the only way to measure pressure. In general, are you happy with the pressure you've gotten on the quarterback?
Like I said earlier, coach is never happy with where you are. You're just looking to get better. I want to get more pressure. If we were sacking them every down, I guess that'd be okay. I wouldn't want more than that. But until we get at least pressure on every play, I'll be pushing for more. As I said, it's a 16-game season. You have to play well for 16 games, and you have to keep getting better. So that's what we're working on right now.
Dick, if you wouldn't mind, kind of a follow-up to my question about interceptions. Some teams get a lot of them, some teams don't. Is there any rhyme or reason to that? Because you had a bunch of them when you played.
Well, I think traditionally, if you look at the teams that are ahead in the latter part of the game, they're going to have a few more interceptions because they know the other team's got to throw the ball.
Okay.
And this team, they've only got two losses, so they know they're throwing the ball. And generally speaking, that leads to a few more interceptions. But other than that, turnovers, they're cyclical too, and if you've got a team that puts, gets to the ball and keeps going to the ball, and some people are better interceptors than others. That's, we're not all created equal, so they must have some pretty good interceptors over there.
Yeah. Bottom line is, when the ball's in the air, you want to stop the other guy from catching the ball first, though, right? That's the top priority, right?
No, I don't think so. I think the bottom line is, when they throw the ball in your area, you want to get it. Barring that, you want to make sure he doesn't get it. But we can play a lot of games if you don't intercept it, as long as he doesn't get it. So in that instance, I would agree with what you're saying. But you got to make the offense pay for their errors. If you don't, they'll just keep getting opportunity after opportunity, and sooner or later they're going to hit you. So if you got a chance to pick one off, you better get it.
Thanks, Coach.
Good luck. You have a pretty deep and talented receiving core. Nicks and Cruz will certainly be a challenge. What do you see from those guys and Ike and Keenan's ability to handle them?
Well, that's one of the big matchups, but it's a matchup every week in the NFL. If you want to be totally honest about it, with the way the colleges play football now, the wide receiver roster is deep with every team. I mean, there's just a lot of talented guys coming out every year that can run and catch the ball. I think one of the more impressive things about the Giants is that they lost some of their good receivers, in the transitional period, and they haven't lost a step. These guys that stepped in for them are equally productive. They're very good. That's why they've got the record they've got. That's why they accomplished what they did last year. So it's a challenge, but to be honest with you, every week is a challenge.